Ronald Ngwira is the chief executive officer of Malawi registered US company Pixas Agriculture Limited, which operates a farm in central Malawi for the diversification of wheat seeds. Ngwira said about four varieties of wheat have so far been found suitable for Malawian soil out of about 80 varieties which had been tried since 2019. Speaking during the start of the first large-scale harvest over the weekend, Ngwira said the wheat farming will help Malawi save millions of dollars spent on wheat imports.
Malawi imports 200,000 tons of wheat, $48 million. If we were to get there, it could take us 4 years to produce enough wheat in Malawi to satisfy ourselves. Because 4 years might seem like a long time, but we are already there and we'll have the seed available.
Agriculture experts in Malawi say wheat farming is expected to produce about 90 metric tons, which is 50% of the country's wheat consumption. Malawian President Lazarus Chakwera witnessed the harvest Friday at Impale Farm in Lower District. He says wheat farming can enable Malawians to be self-sustaining, but this will require each one of us to achieve the desired results. Let us all make a move toward that goal by even using modern technology. Malawi has long heavily dependent on imported wheat, and the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine has disrupted food supply chains. According to the United Nations, Africa takes about 12.26% of grain imported from Ukraine. A UN report notes that the Russian invasion of Ukraine triggered a shortage of about 30 million tons of grain on the continent, along with a sharp increase in cost. Wisdom Gomezulu is an agricultural economist and lecturer at Malawi University of Business and Applied Sciences.
If we can find markets, then I think it can be another source of forex in the country. Because as you know, wheat is one of those high-value cash crops that is highly demanded in the world.
Gomezulu said to achieve this, Malawi needs to find more sustainable production technologies that can give a comparative advantage, considering that there are already big players in the market.
We need more investment in research. Let's look for more funds and more donor partners to finance agronomists and other scientists that are actually maybe trying their best to breed varieties that can actually be grown here in Malawi. But for that to be done, we need more research, we need more investment, and maybe get a share on the export market.
In the meantime, Ngwira of Pixas say they are planning to plant 15,000 hectares of seed in December to prepare farmers for mass wheat production next year. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.